Dolphins are through to the RamSlam T20 Challenge final to face Cape Cobras on the 9th of February. That was after they beat Titans at the second attempt in the semi-final, following yesterday's washout in Durban. David Miller smashed a brutal 90 not out of any 37 balls, powering 9 sixes, leading the Dolphins to 200 for 4 from their 20 overs. Openers Cameron Delport and Morley Van Wyk had added 51 in 7 overs to lay the foundations. Heino Kuhn then hit 76 off 39 balls for Titans. His dismissal triggered a collapse of 8 for 42, as the incoming batsman struggled to keep up with a spiraling quiet run rate. Mangaliso Maselli dazzled briefly with 31 off 14 balls, but Matthew Kazizi Shays and Robbie Freiling shed 7 wickets, and they were all out for 169. Trinidad and Tobago bounced back from a surprise opening round loss to Barbados to get their Nagico Super 50 campaign back on track. They eased past the Leeward Islands side, who had no longer progressed to the semi-finals, by 5 wickets. Ravi Rampal and Sunil Narine each took 4 wickets, as Leeward Islands were bowled out for just 140. Devon Thomas topped score with 42, added 67 with Jamar Hamilton for the 5th wicket. Trinidad and Tobago then lost Adrian Barath for a duck to Gavin Tonga, and slipped to 74 for 4, as Justin Athanasi joined Tonga in striking twice. However, skipper Dwayne Bravo and Dinesh Ramlin put on 65 for the 5th wicket, take their side close to the winning line. Meanwhile, today's match between Barbados and the combined campus and colleges was abandoned without a ball bowled. Rain forced all 5 opening round matches in Pakistan's Faisal Bank T20 Cup to be abandoned without a ball bowled. The teams, of which there are 17 this year, hope to get the tournament underway tomorrow, with matches played in either Islamabad or Rawalpindi. In Bangladesh, early stage National Cricket League leaders Dhaka Division reached stumps on day 1 against Chittagong Division on 253 for 4. Openers Abdul Mazeen and Ronit Luck to put on 98, but Mazeen fell as the first after Ahmed's 2 wickets for fluent 61. Tabo Rahman and Rakibul Hasan then both made contributions, before Shivagato Hom took Dhaka's stumps with a flourish, ending undefeated with 65 off only 72 balls. Dhaka Metropolis recovered from a poor start. He was on 252 for 6 against Sylhet Division. Nabil Samad had an 18 for 2, but Abu Bakar and Asif Ahmad began the fight back with a stand of 82. Skipper Mehrab Hussain Jr. added a further 79 with Tasmal Haq in making a stodgy 54. Sagir Hussain and Sharia Fuller landed a further 39 for the 7th wicket by stumps. Kul Division closed on 321 for 5 against Rangpur Division, as Tushar Imran and Nazimuddin ended with unbeaten half centuries. Earlier in the day, Nazmus Sadat and Zia Rahman had also passed 50, the former giving Sarwati Shuba the first of his 2 wickets on 57, and the latter blasting 54 of just 47 balls. And Kamal Islam Rabi dispensed with both Rajshahi Division openers early on, but they arrived to close on 291 for 8 against Barisal Division. Hamidul Islam and Tajul Islam both hit half centuries, adding 96 for the 5th wicket after Junaid Siddiqui made 43. Jubair Ahmed then put on a further 81 with Hamidul, following Tajul's departure for 64, before falling for 48. Hamidul gave Cameron his 3rd wicket the next over, and he was caught by Iftikhar Nayam for 83 late on. And Haryana wicketkeeper Sandeep Singh has died at the age of 25, following an accident in his hometown of Mundal. In all, he played 42 times for Haryana in services, including 15 times in first-class cricket for Haryana. He last played a Ranji Trophy match in 2012, but remained on the fringes of selection for his state side.